Rock Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take out your Bibles and your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. You don't want to miss any scripture that the pastor gives. Hallelujah. You want to be able to write down some notes. And you maybe want to write down something God may drop in your spirit while we are, while the pastor is sharing the scripture. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You maybe want to write down some family members' names and some neighbors and people's names that you want to stay in proxy for, you want to pray for, some names you may want to put into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. When we pray for our families and friends, people that said, pray for me, keep my name on the altar, I need a touch from the Lord. You just never know. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some dates and times that we want you to remember. Hallelujah. Every morning, hallelujah, at 7 a.m., we have praise and worship. Set your alarms 5 minutes prior to the time. Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., we have Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have our midweek victory service.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sundays at 3 o'clock. Yes, at 3 o'clock, we have our international victory service. Hallelujah. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting minister that comes in, and this which is this coming Sunday, our fourth Sunday, and our visiting minister will be Minister Lorraine Gamble. Hallelujah, coming in to break the bread of life with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That service at 3 o'clock, and after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come out and enjoy a free fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Thank you, Lord. First and second Sunday of the month, we have our pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Where yours truly is sharing this her heart, sharing my heart with you. On the third Sunday of the month, we'll have our birthday corner. On the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club, where the children are being taught the word of God. And on the fourth Sunday, they have a presentation sharing with us the scriptures that they have been taught by Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey. Hallelujah. And you just have to see it to believe it. Even as a five-year-old and able to quote scriptures. Hallelujah. We thank God. We need our children to be taught the word of God and to be covered by the blood of Jesus. We need them to know the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. This beautiful edifice, beautiful kitchen, the classrooms, and the child care center, which has its own private interest. Hallelujah. We thank God for our washing stations in northeast, southwestern Baltimore City, where the homeless is able to shower and change, and we're able to bless them with fresh clothing. Hallelujah. We're able to feed them. Hallelujah. We're able to minister unto them. They are precious in the eyesight of God, too. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. We thank God for the Potter's House Challenge, which is the first and second Sunday of the month, 15 minutes prior to the start of service. Hallelujah. We've only had one winner so far of the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. Come and see you. Hallelujah. You're able to take on that challenge. And you have to know the five subdivisions of the Old Testament and all the books of the Bible of those subdivisions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God will bless you for that prior to the service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Back to you, Pastor.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this this afternoon. Praise the Lord.
Evening.
Evening. Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who taught the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can capture for you stars? Well, I know my Redeemer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, you join the Wednesday, the wonderful Wednesday, International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship.
Thank you, God.
Where the broken are made whole by God. We want to take this time to thank all of you who have joined our effort in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. It means so much to that person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And you know what, Pastor Peaches? Somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind.
Thank you. I'm good.
Took a little time to pray for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Oh, yes. Me too.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Thank you, God.
For us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're going to put the shoe on the other foot. We're going to pray for a whole bunch of other folks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because, see, when the praises go up.
The blessings come down.
And we're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Hallelujah.
And expect God to bless them, to heal, deliver them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of God declares that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of us.
Yes.
The word of God says that, hallelujah, he inhabits the praise of his people. So we thank you, God, for this opportunity,
yes,
and even this responsibility to pray for others. As I pray, play the selection, the prayer in the background, you begin to articulate, begin to name, verbalize, call their names out into the atmosphere. Call your family members, hallelujah, and family doesn't require blood, it requires love. Hallelujah. So call them out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Particularly, out of your mouth shall flow rivers of living water. Come on now. As we play this selection. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
For signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings as we pray for others. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come thy kingdom be done, thy will, like for me and my family. Make it personal, you and your family. Hallelujah. My wife, Peaches, myself. Nikki, Daniel, Shelley, and Pam. Nikki, Daniel, Pam, Chris and Keith, Tiny Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael and Mark and Ariana, Nicholas and Domi, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier,
Raymond Bank,
Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Travion,
Freddie Johnson, Lorena Johnson,
EJ, Ezekiel,
Marion Crenshaw,
Lauren, Knowledge, Dorothy,
Ola Wright,
hallelujah,
Lewis Wright,
James Jr.,
Gina Wright,
Jane Jarrell, Viola Lewis,
hallelujah,
Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Dexter,
hallelujah, Temple, Damon Weather,
Marion, Rachel,
Precious,
Birdie,
Johnson, Kirsten Weather,
Precious, Lorena,
hallelujah,
Joseph,
David Crudo,
James,
Antonio Jones,
Bird, Tara Price,
Jones,
Holly, Juliet, even and Gina and family,
hallelujah.
Linda, Jesse, Milton, Sergeant, and Ferry.
Jamie
LeBron, Dr. Tanya.
White Hall, Jean Hall.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby, and family.
Hallelujah.
Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bob, and family. Christopher Bird,
hallelujah.
Kelly, Alina, Tiffany,
Emily Curtis,
Marty, Orgy Bird, Denise, and our family. Paula, Karen, and Charlie, and family. Hallelujah. Kathy Rudy, and family. Hallelujah. Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly, and family.
Hey, Xavier Rainey. Malachi Rainey.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's for never.
Dear family. Benjamin Thompson family.
Mr. Kevin.
Phyllis Western family. Freddie Douglas and family. Hallelujah.
Mr. Tom.
And Karen Jones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Angela Bruin family. Deanna Bruin family. Patty Collins and family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Danny and family. Jasmine family. Oh, Shakira, Mokoya, Maya, Shakira. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Elwood Ernest, David, Geneva,
Daniel Curtis, Elijah Curtis.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, O God. All our in-laws, outlaws, and relatives, O God. Our uncles and
Tony Jones,
the nephews,
Jones, Lorena Jones.
We thank you, thy kingdom be done, thy will. and like the Elder Stevenson and Justin and
Mikey
Armonique and all the grandchildren, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deacon
Avon.
And that's James. And hallelujah. That's her entire family. Siblings.
Holly Cobbert.
Uncle
Travion. Jaheim Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Cleveland and Rose and Sister and Sydney. Children and grandchildren, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
As we go,
hallelujah. Prophet, mother, and all the entire family, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tina Spencer, Evangelist
Cody.
Spencer and Charity and Benita Church and Jay and
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Aaron and the entire family, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Mayan and the entire
family. Hallelujah.
Sister Camila and the entire family, oh God.
Yes, in the name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Desjardins and the entire family, oh God.
Glory, glory.
Harry Warsaw and the entire family, oh God.
Oh,
Warsaw. Margaret Brown, oh God. Yakari.
Warren.
Gary Don Wilson.
Yes, Mitchell Warren.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, but check any of us.
Julie Warren.
Hallelujah. Ministers, how Minister Linda and Shirley and Reverend Barry and David and Susan and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the children and grandchildren and great grandchildren of God. Evangelist Julian, Ava, Kitty and Little Kitty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and glory to God. Hallelujah. Julius and Donovan and Malachi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Victor, oh God.
Hallelujah.
The entire family, oh God, in the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lorenzo Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Daniel.
Brother Russell, Abaddon and family, oh God. Kevin and Tom and their families, oh God.
In
the name of the Lord. In the
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris.
Hallelujah.
Father and Ronald Harris.
In the name of
family, oh God.
In the name of
Roche, Katie, and Emmanuel.
His friend.
Eric and Darren, oh God.
In the name of
West. Katie, and my yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of
The Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord.
In the name
of your name, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your name.
Hallelujah.
Roche,
Hallelujah, Mr. Kenny and his family. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Mr.
Don Goldmark. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I got your brother. Hallelujah. And Tony Montone and his family, oh, God.
That's Lord.
Appreciate Gady Borella. Linda Joseph Garcia and family, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Brother Ava,
to me in the name.
You love that check, Katie.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, we shake it in your body, check it in your
Megan.
Hallelujah. Minister Jane and Minister
Lee, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Janice, oh God. And Minister Doreen, oh God. Y'all got it, both pretty.
Oh, Lord God. Bless you. Elder Aaron Bishop, hallelujah.
Elder Rosetta Carrier.
In the name.
Elder, go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rosetta Carrier, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elder Renola Carr, thank you, Jesus. Archbishop Marcia Avis, Archbishop Carrie Robinson.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. And Father God, we don't know what we should be. We are for your Holy Spirit does to make intercession for us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The next voice you hear, after this next selection I'm going to play, will be none other than a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches with the Children's Corner on this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will enter his joy and say,
Aren't you glad, young people? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you keep walking with the Lord, he'll make you glad every day. You just have the glad, glad. Hallelujah. If it's such a thing, you just be so happy down in your soul. But what day is it, y'all? What day is it, young people?
Hump day, hump day.
Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! It's hump day, which means we're halfway through. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for another Wednesday. Thank God for another opportunity to praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. And young people, he's brought us from one Wednesday to another Wednesday. That's only the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want the blessings of the Lord to continue to cover you and to continue to be in your life. And one way for the blessings of the Lord to continue to be in your life is for you to be obedient. The people that you have in front of you is your parents. You need to be obedient at all times to your parents. Young people, this is not the time to start acting crazy. I'm just going to be real with you. This is not the time to start acting crazy. I know the season's done changed. It's spring, and it feels good outside. This is a time when the season's changed, and I know it's still a little chilly, but the chilliness, that's going to weigh off, and it's really going to feel like spring after a while. Hallelujah, and you aren't going to need your winter things on at all. Hallelujah. Wait till we get out of the month of March. It's in the month of March, you just don't know what it's going to do, and you can still have snow and still be chilly and be still needing blankets and double pajamas and thermos and this and that. But it's not time to start acting crazy, okay? A lot of times when the weather's changed, the season's changed, and we want to get we would just want to get foot loose and fancy free. When I was younger, we had cats. My mom had a cat, and it seemed like when it would get spring, that kitty cat would get frisky, and I say, yeah, heat in his heart, get frisky, and I would say this, get heat in his tail. Happy in his heart, and hit his tail. And he was just running through the house and jumping from here and there and just getting woof. And it seemed like the cat didn't know how to settle down. Okay? You can pray and ask God to bless your emotions. You can submit your emotions to the Lord.
Yes.
When your friends want to influence you to be disobedient to... When your friends want to influence you to, school's getting out early today. Let's go hang out down the harbor. Let's go to the library. Let's go the library's a nice place. But what did your parent tell you? Because your parent already knew that school was going to get out early today. Did your parent say, honey, I need you to come home straight from school today? And if your parent told you that, then that is what they need you to do. Your friend's voice is not supposed to be louder than your parents' voice. Okay? It seems like craziness sometimes gets in the air. Children, it's not time to get rebellious and stubborn because you want to be outside. If your parents gave you a curfew, which means a certain time to be in the house. My husband told me years ago he used to tell his boys, be home before the streetlights come on. And some of y'all parents have heard that because that's what their parents have told them, okay? And that was like, okay, a lot of times the children didn't wear watches, but they knew what time the streetlights were going to come on because whenever the sun went down, the streets would be dark, the streetlights would come on automatically. Be home, be on the front steps before the streetlights come on, okay? No matter how babyish or how immature it may sound or, oh, my, I'm grown. Oh, really? Who told you you were grown? Are you grown enough to go out there and get a job and get your own place? Until then, you are still under the authority of your parents. You still live in their house. You are still to abide by their rules.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how old you are. If you're still living in your parents' house, then you need to be in the house the time that they say, Even I don't care if you're 30 years old. And listen to what I'm saying. Parents don't like their house being their front doors unlocked all hours of the night. So therefore, if you're in their house, they want to be able to know that okay, at 12 o'clock, my front door's not going to be open anymore. So therefore, and then you know what that means for you. Wherever you're going, you need to be in the house. When you want to open your house 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning because you want to come and go, then it's time for you to pay rent somewhere else. When you get to that age, I know I'm not talking to a little person. I'm talking to the older ones that's old enough to work and get their own place. Okay? Then it's time for you to get your glad rags. It's time for you to pay rent somewhere else so you can come and go as you please, okay? And it's not saying that you're going to be doing something wrong at your mom's house when you're coming in 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, but you're not abiding by her rules that she wants for her house. She doesn't want to be in the bed tossing and turning because she heard the front door open or anything like that. It gives her peace of mind to know that, okay, all the doors are closed, everybody is in for the night, and my door's not going to open anymore until in the morning.
Yes.
So therefore, when you want to have your own, and ask God for your own, ask him for a job, a decent enough job you can go out there and pay rent or rent a room somewhere else. You can go and come as you please. But until you do that, you are to be obedient. Ephesians 6 and 1 says to obey your parents in the Lord. And Ephesians 5, 1 says, be followers of God as dear children. And dear children are going to obey their parents. Okay? So therefore, that is how you will be able, you will have the blessings of the Lord to rest upon you. To rest upon you. That doesn't mean you're not going to get in hard spots in your life, but when you are an obedient child unto your parents and unto God, when these hard spots in life come, don't you know God gonna have your back? God gonna have your back. When you get into some tough spots or say, look, because sooner or later you're gonna go out there and you're gonna wanna get a car. You wanna purchase a car. Don't you know your obedience unto your parents and your obedience unto God can open the door for someone to give you a car, can open the door to get to when you go to the car dealership, this person can get, God can give you favor. When you go to places like that, and you'll be wondering, or people be wondering, how in the world you get that car? God's favor. Be obedient. Favor of God will rest upon you. The blessings of the Lord will rest on you just for being obedient. Trust what I'm saying, trust the word of God. Trust the word of God. You ain't got to trust me. Trust the word of God. The word of God lets you know, hallelujah, Ephesians 6 and 1, to obey your parents in the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is the first commandment with promise.
Yes.
And it says, so that it will be well with thee. Let me turn to it. Ephesians, because there are some promises. There are some promises that come along with being obedient. Hallelujah. And God's promise is not like our promise. We may forget. We done said something out of our mouth. But God's not going to forget what he said. Here's an automatic thing. You can take his promise to the bank. Hallelujah. And rest assured, it's going to pay off. Ephesians 6, 1, starting with the first, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And verse 3 says, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. See? You got it from the word of God. Hallelujah. You thought I was just shooting off at the mouth, and sometimes when your parents were telling you stuff, sometimes you'd be wanting to sass them, and you'd want to say, oh, my, stop shooting off at the mouth. Always saying the same thing over and over again. You better not bring it out your mouth. You may think it. You even ask God forgive you for the thought. But it's the word of God, and your parents trying to keep you out of tight spots and trying to keep you on the the right path even with the Lord. Okay? They don't want your parents, when your parents tell you certain things, they can't always explain to you why they don't want you to go down that road. And they can't always tell you, hey, I went down that road and this is what happened to me. But when they trying to tell you certain roads, certain paths not to cross, certain paths not to go, just listen to them. They know, they've lived here just a few days longer than you, so therefore they know what they're talking about. So just listen to them. Say, yes, ma'am, mommy. Yes, daddy. Yes, ma'am. And don't say it as being sarcastic, like, mm-hmm. And as soon as you turn your back, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. No. Be genuine. And watch the blessings of the Lord follow you. And then with somebody else that's not going to listen to their parents, you going to see what's going to happen to them when they disobedient to their parents. And then you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I'm glad I didn't go there. I'm glad I didn't do that. Okay? So let that be encouragement to you to listen to your parents. Hallelujah. And watch the blessings of the Lord follow you. Thank you so much for listening, and have may the rest of your week be blessed. Hallelujah. And just remember, anytime get crazy. Okay? The weather's nice, but anytime get crazy. All right? Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening, which was sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Oh,
Remember to me. Let's eat together.
For us.
in
remembrance
of you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Thank you, 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 say, you want to heal us everywhere you hurt. Everywhere we hurt. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing on top of our heads and toes of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural strength and miracles right now. In Jesus' name. Matthew 16:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread of today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given the pleasure, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 43. Hallelujah. Verse, hallelujah. Glory to God. 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, God, we boldly share what you said. God, you said. God, you said. Thank you, Jesus. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our steps. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the true Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. On every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every fire, 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 we boldly share our family's daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family. According to Job, chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinking in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine.
We know
who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have full ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless people the presence of his glory with exceeding glory. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
In
Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name. Psalms 19:17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. I need to ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
Time for the word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for your word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save people with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and your satanic cohorts, the Lord God rebuke you. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I hope you have some Bibles, some composition notebook or something to write notes on, because I'm going to give you some statistical facts today about our Bible. See, life is an open book test, and that book is the Bible. Now, the King James Version Bible of 1611 had 788,280 words. In other words, you have a situation, it's in there. You have a problem, it's in there. Answers are in the Word. Now, the Revised King James Version, which was about 1882, they left out some words. So the total words in that King James Version Bible went down to 783,000. 137 words. The King James Version Bible has 1,189 chapters. 929 in the Old Testament and 260 in the New Testament. So I hope you got those figures down, because the Word of God is so right. When the Word of God was written on scrolls and all that in the ancient times, in fact, the Old Testament was written about 1,500 years, the span of 1,500 years, and over 40 authors penned that God moving through them. They penned the Old Testament. The New Testament had at least 9 authors. And it took 70 years for God to move through these authors to pen the New Testament. Hallelujah. All of these scriptures were written on scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
It took a learned scribe about 10 months or more to write the Bible, the Old Testament and New Testament, by hand. They didn't have no printing press at that time. All of them were written by hand. And so God's infinite plan was that his word should be a spoken word that would initiate spiritual reality when it was in the heart, and it was spoken out loud. Pastor Peaches, I think you better give us the addresses before I go on any further.
Genesis 1:26, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, Isaiah 43:26, Psalms 19:14, Psalms 107:20, Matthew 8:16 and 17, Matthews 4:3, Luke 4:17 and 19.
Hallelujah. Now, understanding what I just said earlier before the addresses is that the word of God was written to be spoken out aloud or even sung. That's why you have the Psalms or the Song of Solomon. They can be spoken out loud or can be sung. For a few minutes on today, well, I'm not going to give you the title yet. I'm going to share some other information. A gentleman by the name of Ray Robinson. He was born September 23rd, 1930. And he transitioned June 10th, 2004. Some people refer to him as a genius. He was a singer, songwriter, musician, name it, he could almost do it all. And God blessed him. These are giftings that God gave him. In spite of him being blind from early youth, he accomplished all these things. But one of the most iconic phrases uttered by any musician or any artist in the history of singing, uttered by him, an engagement at a nightclub during the height of his fame. You know what those words were, Pastor Peaches? Don't say it, but do you know?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you a hint on what he said. The title of tonight's message is to speak the word of God and let it do what it do. neighbor, oh neighbor, tell somebody. The title of today's message is Speak the word and let it do what it do. That's right. You kind of figured out, I'm talking about Ray Charles Robinson Sr., better known as Ray Charles. And he said, let it do what it do. You speak the word and let it do what it do. Can you read the first scripture, please?
Hallelujah. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Hallelujah. The salient point of this scripture is that we were made in the image of God. As you see, this world was in God's heart. The creation was in his heart. But if you would look closely at Genesis chapter 1, you see, you come to find out that he spoke 9 times. In other words, the word said, and God said 9 times. And after he was finished, the world was here. He said, it was everything. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke the word. And it did what it did. And he just let it do what it do. He spoke the word and it do what it do. See, a lot of times we speak the word, but sometimes we got a little doubt. We want to help God out. God don't need no help.
Sure.
He the one that spoke the word and the world came into being. He connects the dots. Your job is to speak the word of God aloud and let it do what it do.
Amen.
Can I get another amen?
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Katie, while you I read the next scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. 1 Corinthians 14:1. Hallelujah. God don't need no help. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, hallelujah, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy.
When you speak of the word of God, that's prophecy. When you say what God said, because God's already in the future.
Yes, he is.
You're a prophesier. That's what God wants you to be, a prophetic individual, not a pathetic one. A prophetic one. They sound, those two words sound alike, but they are oceans apart from one another. Speak the word and let it do what it do. God's word is his will. His will is his word. Mm-hmm. And his word is prophetic, y'all. Give me another scripture, please.
Isaiah 43:26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
He wants you to say what he said. And he's going to be there with you because he said in Matthew 18:2-3, 18 and 19, to touch and agree. Well, you said it, and God's going to agree with you. That's what I said. You're going to be just made worthy. Worthy for what? To receive his grace and his mercy. Speak the word. Aloud, y'all.
Amen.
And let it do what it do. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for his word.
Let me, before you read that, see, the struggle in the Middle East now between cousins, the Arabs and the Jews, was caused because somebody way back when wanted to help God out. They messed stuff up. They wanted to help God out, not because they thought God was weak, but because they were selfish. They wanted their favorite son to receive the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the descendants of Jacob and descendants of Esau are now killing one another because somebody wanted to help God out. God don't need no help, y'all.
Amen.
Speak his word. Let it do what it do. Speak his word aloud. Let it. Let him do what he do. He connects the dots. All he wants you to do is put the dots on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Speak out. Go. I step out in faith. And let it do what it do. Go ahead and read that scripture.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Now, in that scripture, it didn't say that the words of my thoughts, did it?
No.
Wait a minute now. The words of
my mouth.
My mouth. That means you got to say something. Y'all wonder, going through all kinds of stuff, and we spend more time telling and describing what the devil's doing and not standing on and speaking what God says. But I guarantee you, if you say what God says and let it do what it do, it's going to clean up a lot of situations in the home, in the family, on your job, in the church, hallelujah, in your community, in your life. If you speak the word aloud, let the words of my
mouth.
It doesn't say mine, because that starts with M too. The words of my mind?
My mouth.
Read the next one.
Hallelujah.
Because sometimes I get fed up, but I ask for God's grace and mercy. And I have to extend that because when people start giving a litany of what the devil is doing, and they give two words about what God, I'm praying to God, but they go down 20 things that the devil is doing, it grieves my heart. I know it grieves the Holy Spirit. Because, see, they forgot this, what the scripture said in Philippians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is what? Edifying, building up.
Yes.
You see what the devil is doing, you tearing down. Because the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So you dealing with all what he's doing, you're not doing what that scripture says doing. The very next scripture says, some grieve the Holy Spirit. Y'all grieve the Holy Spirit, and you don't understand what you're doing. You shooting yourself in the feet. You cutting off your nose to spite your face. Say what God said.
Amen.
Speak the word and let it do what it do. Go ahead, read the scripture.
Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
How do you send the word? You speak it out into the atmosphere. Out of your mouth. There's another scripture, and I'm sorry I don't have it in my mind right now, but it's coming, because the memory of the just is blessed. Proverbs 10:7. But the scripture that I'm thinking about, out of your mouth come rivers of living water. That's the word of God, y'all. some of us, out of our mouths comes rivers of muddy water, dirty water, filthy water, contaminated water. We need to get put on a, what do you call those suits they put on? The suits, because that's a contagion in the air.
Hazmat.
Because some of the things that you say, and you don't know how great, it'd be grieving me. I know it's grieving the Holy Spirit. I got to put on a hazmat suit sometimes and listen to some folk. And see, that lets me know that they're not reading the word. They're getting all trouble. And God will say, don't be troubled. Because the last days, these things are going to happen. That means we're closer to God's coming back. We should be rejoiced. Maranatha, even so, Lord, cometh. Read the next scripture.
Matthew 8:16-17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
It says something about his word. He spoke the word.
Amen.
You've got to open your mouth. You boo-hooing about what's going wrong is going to deliver you. You pulling your hair out, running down the middle of street screaming, that's a tongue twister, hallelujah, ain't going to deliver you. It might get you off the street because people in the white coat's going to come and get you. But if you speak the word, let it do what it do. You pack the word in your situation. You water it with the words of gratitude and thanksgiving. Let it do what it do. Give me another scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 4:23. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God.
What else did you hear, Papa?
Matthew 4:23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, and teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
Teaching, preaching, and healing, you've got to do what? Open your what?
Your mouth.
Your mouth. You've got to say it. Speak the word and let it do what it do. Teach the word and let it do what it do. Preach the word and let it do what it do. Speak healing to people and let it do what it do. The trouble with some of us, we don't know how to shut up. And then realize that we got to speak the word. We're so busy speaking who struck John and who did this and that and the other. But if we spend a little bit more time and saying what God said, and then we let it do what it do, we're going to be blessed.
Amen.
Our children are going to be blessed. Our homes are going to be blessed. Our churches are going to be blessed. Our schools are going to be blessed. Our communities are going to be blessed. Stop being in love with your voice. Choose to speak what God said, and then let it do what it do. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Luke 4:17-19. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The 19th verse says to preach the acceptable.
Stop right there. Stop right there, please. I told you that the book, the word of God, was written to be spoken out aloud because the common man didn't have a scroll at their house, let alone all the scrolls. The 39 scrolls for the Old Testament and the 27 for the New.
Mm-mm.
They ain't have that. They ain't had that kind of cash to do that. So what did they do? They came to the synagogue, and as was the custom, someone took a scroll and began to read out loud.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And you can read 18 and then go to 19. Go ahead. Read 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 20, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Shakir. Yeah. Read 21 then.
21?
Yes.
And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
It said ears?
Ears, yes.
That means it had to be spoken out aloud. Is that right?
Right. Yep, so people can hear it.
Now, the scriptures, the word of God, will be fulfilled if it's spoken out loud, and you will be able to perceive the fulfilling of the word of God. Hallelujah. Speak the word and let it do what it do. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last scripture. Y'all, speak God's word over your house.
Amen.
Don't go around. You know, I know sometimes situations happen and you got butterflies. But let them fly information. In other words, don't let them panic you. Don't be panicky. Just go to the word of God. Our life is an open book test. There's 788,280 words in the King James Version, 1611 version. Your situation is in there. At the very least, find it and speak it out loud and walk from room to room.
Amen.
Stop going off the deep end.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop giving those thoughts, you know, sauteing, marinating, meditating, ruminating, focusing on the negative, what's going wrong. Decree and declare stuff going right in your house.
Yes, yes.
Job, the 20th, chapter 26, 22, 28. Keep it. You can decree a thing, and it might be established.
Will be, shall be.
You can decree a thing, and it could be.
Will be.
You can decree a thing, and maybe.
Mm-mm, it will be.
Y'all need to stop walking around the house screaming and hollering and crying and boo-hooing, calling everybody on, calling people on the phone. And you call a few lanes.
Jason Roseborough.
The word of God will work if you work the word of God.
Hallelujah. It is important for you to understand that you got to stop being a tail bird.
Hallelujah.
You got to stop being a word speaker. Say the word and let it do what it do.
Hallelujah.
Say the word.
Yes.
And let it do what it do.
Yes.
Speak the word. Go from room to room, from bed to bed.
Amen.
Anoint your children. You say you don't know how to do that? So aren't you a part of a church? You are a tree. Your children are birds that light on your tree. And if you don't do it right, if you're not planted, you can't give sustenance to those birds.
Hallelujah.
You can't give a real home to those birds. You can't give food to those birds. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is, you got to find the church. And look here. People will give all kinds of excuses why they can't get to the house of the Lord. Your excuse and 50 cents won't buy a cup of coffee. You got trouble on your hand. You go where you can get a remedy to your trouble. You don't know how to go to the Lord by yourself. You get to a Bible-living church.
Amen.
They live in what they preach. And you get hooked up there and be planted. So you planted by the rivers of water that will bring life to you. And when you get life, your branches on your tree gets life. And when you get life, the fruit that's hanging on the branches on your tree gets life. And when you get life, hallelujah, the birds that's lighting in your tree, eating the fruit on the branches on the tree that you are, will get life.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes.
Don't keep calling people and worrying, I need this, and you can't find yourself to the hospital. If Department of Social Services calls you, come so-and-so, you'll find a way to get there. If somebody say, I got $1,000 for you, I'll be at such and such place and such and such, you'll find a way to get there. But the house of the Lord where you can learn how to speak the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let it do what it
yes.
does.
Yes.
You give up on trying to get there.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But you can go anywhere you want to go except to the house of the Lord. The devil is a liar. You got a spiritual problem. You can't solve a spiritual problem given a flesh answer, a carnal answer.
Amen.
You got to get the giddy up. Hallelujah. You got a crisis in your family, you got to get to God. And if you don't know how to get to him showing up and speak the word and let it do what it do, you better get to someone who does.
Amen.
Don't worry them out on the phone. Get to where they are. Because they have what they call service.
Hallelujah.
They have what they call ministering service. It could have some different names. A psychology session. assessing. What do you call it? Brainstorming session. I don't know what you call it, but it's a session where they can get their needs met. Because the word of God says, "But my God shall supply all my need according to His riches by Christ Jesus."
Thank you, God.
It's time for you to stop they want somebody to answer their problem without going to the Lord. The Bible, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." You want answers to your situation, to your conundrums. The answer's in Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is that. Andre Crouch sang this song, Jesus is the answer. He's the answer.
Yes.
Seek the answer. Seek to get closer to him. Well, I don't know how that's going to help me. You don't have to know. You don't connect the dots. God does. You just put the dots on the page. You do what God said do. Get to the house of the Lord. Fail not to assemble yourselves together. Not for the church, but for you, baby. God's got the gold, silver, all the silver, everything is his. He ain't worried about your 20 cents, your $2, your $200, whatever it is.
Amen.
He ain't worried about that. He worried about you getting his word on the inside.
Yes, yes.
He's worried about you walking and talking like him. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Living the abundant life. That's what God wants for you. Speak the word and let it do what it do.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to do what God said it's going to do.
Yes, yes, it is.
But you got to speak the word. You don't know the word, come learn the word.
Thank you.
I invite you to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Sunday at 3 o'clock. That's right. 3 o'clock is our service. Show up and watch God show off.
Thank you, Jesus.
On your behalf.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You receive not because you ask not. You ask and still receive not because you ask amiss that it may be on. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get God all in your body, in your mind, all over you, in you. Father God, we thank you for your word today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the seed that was sown. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold return, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the peaches.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God will work if you work the word of God. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me for my sins, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. And you have passed from death unto life, and the angels in heaven are rejoicing over one.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we see you in the morning. Hallelujah. Early morning prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Look, and if you want to join us for a morning worship, the telephone number is 720-527-5952. The access code is
103-4545.
Again, that number is 720-527-5952. And the access code
is 103-4545-pound.
Hallelujah. And if you want to sow into this ministry, you can, hallelujah, you have Cash App. You can do $, capital T, PHC, PWC, lowercase. $, capital T, PHC, PWC. And send whatever you want to do.
Or,
go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Send it to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And name your seed. Hallelujah. If you have a need, sow a seed. Name your seed. Tell God what you need. Hallelujah.
The seed you sow is a crop
you grow.
God bless you all. We love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on and praise it. Come on and lift it. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Anything, yes, you can. Anything, yes, you can. Let's do it one more time. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Come on and clap your feet. 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 Because only God can do it. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Hey. Come on and praise. He's worthy to be praised. Give him glory. Give him honor. Lord, we love you. Come on and bless.